USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is on the verge of 5 million coronavirus infections. Based on recent averages, the nation will likely hit the grim milestone this weekend. Talks continue toward a new pandemic relief measure. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update from Washington.
Little, if any, progress reported towards a deal in recent days. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says Americans getting an extra $600 in jobless benefits keeps them from going back to work. That's why the White House is against it. And Republican U.S. Senator Mitt Romney is not directly in on the talks, but says Democrats aren't willing to do any short-term fixes.
We've proposed a patch in the PPP program as well as an unemployment insurance, and the Democrats say no, they're not going to do anything until a total deal is reached.
He told reporters he does expect there will eventually be a deal. The question is when.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of the energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold, I don't get sick, and most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The economy suffered 2.9 million permanent job losses in July, the Labor Department said in their monthly jobs report on Friday, which was slightly fewer than the month before. The permanent layoffs move beyond service sector workers to affect workers such as managers, financial analysts, and software developers. Dominic Tavilla owns a private wealth management services firm. He reminds everyone,
this is not a demand problem. When we typically look at a recession, you have high unemployment. People literally don't have the money to go out there and spend. They can't vacation. They can't buy the new refrigerator. So that's a demand problem. This is not a demand problem.
Tonight's game between the Chicago Cubs and St. Louis Cardinals won't happen. Major League Baseball says a Cardinals player has tested positive for the coronavirus. The news of another infection comes as the team hasn't played in over a week. Some players on the team did go to a casino before the COVID-19 outbreak happened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The Democratic mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, is taking an interesting approach to deal with folks that continue to have huge house parties during the ongoing coronavirus crisis. Garcetti threatening to shut off water and electricity to any businesses or residents found to be hosting one of these large shindigs.
These large parties are unsafe and can cost Angelenos their lives. That is why tonight I am authorizing the city to shut off Los Angeles Department of Water and Power Service in the egregious cases in which houses, businesses, and other venues are hosting unpermitted large gatherings.
Garcetti continuing on CNN that most people are following the guidelines.
This has really been marvelously embraced by 99.9% of people. We see it in the traffic data. We see it in the cell phone data. But we're going to hunt down that last 0.1% and say, you got to get inside, you got to cut it out, and you got to distance.
Former Angels employee Eric Kay has been charged by federal authorities in Texas with distributing fentanyl in connection with the overdose death of pitcher Tyler Skaggs. The affidavit filed in a district court says a longtime member of the Angels Media Relations Department and Skaggs had a history of narcotic transactions. Kay voluntarily surrendered to the authorities on Friday per court records. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.